Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... We got some tradition left in this whole goddamn world. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. Every day's Evil Fucking Weasel Day. And it's the first day of June. It's June already, people. You having a good summer? Are you having a good time of it? Are you living your life? Are you living the American dream? Because we're talking about it's the 1st of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is
over and over and over.
Yep. Over and over and over indeed. It is currently 67 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for the high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Same old shit, different day, man. I mean, it's... warmed up enough out there that you got to go harvest the fucking lawn because it grew out of the snow. And when the snow melted, it was already a foot tall and the sun hit it and it went another foot. So work. You get some sun, you get to work in it. That's all you get to do. Work. That's what you're here for. You're here to fucking work. You're not here to live your life. You're not here to enjoy anything. So don't think you are. All right, let's see what we're going to jump into here first. What kind of outrage? I mean, we've got Biden talks gun control extremism with New Zealand's prime minister. Now, we're going to look back at history and see how would it have been if, well, let's say if George Washington, one of the first things he did, went over to New Zealand and started talking to the Queen of New Zealand about fucking taking the guns away from the American nationals who just fought a fucking war over that issue. We'll be right back.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Guess if you turn the volume up, it works better. All right, then. Biden talks gun control extremism with New Zealand's prime minister. I mean, more moral outrage. I mean, what the hell did we fight the fucking, the uprising for that was hijacked as a fucking revolution so that the fucking filthy rich could become lords in their own, in this land and make us fucking their peasant fucking goddamn subjects? What was that? What did that war start over? Fucking coming to take fucking guns away from people. And here they're not going to do it. They're not going to get, they ain't got the fucking balls to wipe their own ass. But still, I mean, you got to listen to it day after day after day. The threats. Quit fucking threatening us. We're sick of your bitch fucking threats. This is from Associated Press. It was sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. He's not even a monarch. Meat puppet Joe Biden praised New Zealand's prime minister Jacina Ardern on Tuesday for her success in curbing domestic extremism and guns as he tries to persuade a reluctant Congress to tighten gun laws. They do not have the authority. How many times do we, I mean, is it that these people can't read or that they won't fucking read? Now, this was from Tench Cox, who introduced the fucking second article of the fucking Bill of Rights for ratification. Let's see what he fucking said here. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. I mean, that's pretty fucking clear, ain't it? The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. So what are you talking about over there, Joe? If this would be, say, Hancock and fucking Georgie Washington, those are all traitors anyway. But what if they would have went right over to New Zealand? I mean, you know, and right after the Bill of Rights was fucking passed. And that second article was codified and made unremovable. What if they'd have went over there and it had been the news in the newspapers. They're over there talking about disarming the Americans. People looked at each other and go, what the fuck are you talking about? What the hell did we just shoot the fucking King of England out of this goddamn country for? He came to fucking start a war. And what was his mantra for that fucking war was to take our fucking goddamn liberty teeth away from, take our guns away from us, subjugate us, take all of our property, and make fucking slaves out of us. Well, how would the people have reacted at that time? Now, I know there's plenty of people out there sizzling ass pissed about this. Who's this fucker doing talking to these foreign motherfuckers? Talking to foreigners about our fucking business. And if we had what we were fucking guaranteed, what we are guaranteed in the Bill of Rights, if we fucking stop allowing this shit, we could just hang these motherfuckers one right after another, because what they're doing is fucking blatant treason and sedition against the fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, better known as our Bill of Rights, and our jurisdictional authority as American nationals. I mean, I've said this 10,000 fucking times. But we have to do it. For her success in persuading a reluctant Congress to tighten gun laws in the aftermath of a horrific mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. And what together, if there were 20 fucking people shot here, I want everybody to divide, because I guarantee you there's 400 million people counting the illegal aliens in this country. Divide 400 million into the goddamn, make it 30 people. You'd have so many goddamn zeros you'd have a decimal and so many zeros you'd have to look with a telescope to find the fucking goddamn percentage number that this actually represents. And, well, we're gonna take everybody's guns because of this. Joe Biden, wait a minute, I got shit. Oh God, thank God I got that diaper. Really? I mean, you fucking cocksuckers really believe this shit? You ain't taking nothing. We know you ain't taking nothing, but all you're doing is continue to steal. This is just another side issue, like, oh, Russia's getting ready. They're out down there training for nuclear fucking exercises. They're doing nuclear exercises. Look over there. Wait a minute. Here comes $11 billion over there. No, look over there. Look over that way. See, look over there where they're training. They're training over there. Nuclear. They're training. Yeah, that's it. Okay, give me mine. Oh, there's mine. There's mine. There's yours. Here's yours. I guess the war goes on. And did somebody get Putin to his cut for the diversion he provided? For the diversion that this bullshit is. You ain't doing it. They know they ain't doing it. If they could have done it, they would have done it a long fucking time ago, and you people already fucking know that. Well, right now we have the power to waste these son of a bitches, to remove them from our fucking land forever, to remove them from this planet forever. They have violated the law. They have fucking earned a goddamn rope around their fucking neck by law. We're just refusing to enforce our own fucking law. I mean, going down in fucking flames for refusing to enforce your own law you have on the books. The only fucking law in this country. The law that guarantees your freedom and your fucking liberty, and you're fucking not fucking, you're not pressing it. You're not even pressing it, let alone fucking goddamn going down with guns and saying you ain't goddamn and violating shit, buddy. You're going to hang. Now, here we go. I mean, this is the story of the day. He's talking over there, talking to Prime Minister. Well, she's the Prime Minister. Beatrice is the fucking queen, I think, or she's some kind of princess that run, that's New Zealand's. I mean, she's like Elizabeth's fucking cousin or some kind of shit. It's all fucking royalty. It's all monarchy. And then you monarchs want to come over and try and take our fucking guns? Well, you've been invited too many fucking times. Why are we even pretty soon people are just going to quit even talking about this shit. Because we know it's all it is shit. We're really going to stare right at them hundreds of millions of dollars that you're passing out to your international fucking buddies as our people are headed for fucking starvation this fucking fall. If not this fucking summer. Because our wheat crops are failing. Because the crops are failing around the world. Because you have deliberately created world famine. You have deliberately created world financial collapse, and you have deliberately created, well, you want to deliberately create a fucking third world war. I mean, this is what Mr. Rothschild said when he said he had his $23 trillion his $23 trillion goddamn bank of money to fucking do all this shit. And right down the line, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, don't forget about deliberately creating the housing crisis, homelessness.
Pardon me? I didn't catch that.
I was going to say, yeah, don't forget about the deliberate homelessness, the housing crisis.
Oh, yeah. Deliberately homelessness. Oh, yeah. How about pumping people in here from fucking all over the world, and then you, the people who are still working, paying, you know, just like at the hospital, outrageous prices for fucking rent, for these third fucking worlders who have come here against in violation of our fucking law and have taken from us without due process of the law. And just like an aspirin costs $23 because the fucking government pays $23 at the hospital. This is why our people are working goddamn full-time jobs and living in their fucking cars. I mean, it's
just a quick example of that. Where I live in Cincinnati, it's $900 for a one bedroom, $900 last year.
Yeah.
This year, the complex raised it to $1,400 for no fucking reason.
Well, there is a reason. It's because it's called.
Well, I mean, there's.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I mean, they didn't improve anything. Nothing changed. They're just trying to create the housing crisis. No one can afford a $500 increase in rent.
Well, hell no. And now, I mean, like here in Oregon, you at least have to make whatever your rent is. Your income has to be half your income has to be that amount, half your fucking income. I mean, when we started out here back in 1979, Laura and I, when we got married, brand new fucking apartment right here in Chillicothe, when they just built them, brand new. We were the first ones to live in them, $125 a month. And now you're looking at everything here. I mean, I don't care if it's a fucking dump. I don't care but what the fuck it is, that it's, and it's the same all across Oregon. We've looked in other states. You know, just checking it to see if the rates are the same, and it is. I mean, you're talking $1,000 for a goddamn studio apartment at the same time that the fucking money's being devaluated every fucking day. Every time Joe Biden hands out another $700 million fucking dollars, the fucking money gets devaluated that fucking much more. And like I said, you got people working full-time jobs. I mean, these are goddamn professional jobs living in their fucking cars because they can't afford a place to live. But then Jefferson did tell you, if you do not fucking do your due diligence, you will wind up fucking homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. And our people are. They are homeless by the fucking millions in this country. In our country. While goddamn foreigners fucking live in luxury in our fucking country. It is goddamn betrayal, and it's fucking betrayal right to your foot. They'll tell you they're betraying, just like this shit here with Queen Beatrice over there, or this New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. What? How fucking dare you go over there and talk about taking our guns away with some foreign fucking goddamn minister, you son of a bitch? That should be automatic hanging right there. He should be fucking hung. You're talking about the overthrow of our fucking form of fucking government, which is that fucking Bill of Rights. Yeah, you're talking about the overthrow of our autonomy. You're talking about doing what the goddamn King of England was trying to do when we fucking started shooting at his ass back in 1775, aren't you? Why don't you give it a fucking go? But of course, I invite you to do that every day, and you ain't going to fucking do shit. It's just a divert this way, divert that way. Keep the eyes over here while you're handing $700 million out over here. I mean, I thought it was fucking disgusting when Trump handed out $3.2 trillion to the motherfuckers who had made record profits since they created the derivative bubble and took fucking, I mean, they took people out. I think 11,000 people committed fucking suicide over that. People had worked all their fucking life, man, to fucking, and they almost have their house paid off. They're getting ready to retire. Fucking have the rug pulled completely off and under them. And who do they bail out? Do they bail out the fucking people? This should have been your fucking first fucking clue. Do they bail out the goddamn people? I mean, if you're going to buy the goddamn property using goddamn, using a, shit, how do you even talk about this? A loan that can't be a loan? But they got the fucking money to buy the fucking property, to pay the fucking, the fraud off, I guess. It was all you can say is it was pure fucking fraud. They paid the fraud and then gave the property back to the fucking fraud people who created the fraud. And they borrowed the money from the people who created the fraud to pay the people who created the fraud to give the properties back to the people who created the fraud. So, and we owe, supposedly, the people who created the fraud the money we borrowed to pay off their fucking fraud. That's not how it goddamn works. I signed nothing. Did you sign anything, you people out there? Did you sign one fucking thing saying, I'll pay any goddamn thing? It's that 14th Amendment. That son of a bitch, you can't make me responsible for somebody else's fucking debt. Get fucking real. The Bill of Rights won't allow it. And it's the highest law in this fucking land. You're using the law of the fucking sea on the land where you cannot. I mean, that was one of the reasons that the people rose up against the goddamn King of England was because of the dreaded admiralty fucking courts. And some son of a bitch tried to say, oh, it's not administrative admiralty. Yes, it fucking is. You fucking phony fucking cocksuckers, man. You make me want to puke. I want to see you face to face. I'll slap you down like the bitch you fucking are. Tell me it's not administrative admiralty. It's administrative law is what it is, you see. And well, what's the fucking force behind that goddamn law? What is the authority that fucking enforces that fucking law? Well, it's the administration. What is the administration? Well, that would be the executive branch, wouldn't it? And then see, who's the head of the executive branch? Well, isn't that the head of the admiralty, which would be the head of the, which would be the commander in chief of the fucking armed forces, right? Doesn't one plus one still equal fucking two, you son of a bitches? I mean, to have the all-out fucking unmitigated gall because you fucking went and, I mean, I know your goddamn fucking administrative fucking admiralty law. You think I don't know it? I know how you fucking use it. That's why I won't bother fucking, I mean, I wouldn't even bother trying to fucking contest it because it's uncontestable because you can make it up as you go along. There is no fucking standard. It's arbitrary. It's capricious. It is not fucking law. It is a violation of the law just in its existence. But still, here we are, people. A fucking goddamn what's... He's not a president. There can be no president. I mean, we got to straighten this shit out. And we got to clear the goddamn table. We got to clear everything off the table and start anew. Because you can't, there's no way, you know, people could talk, like there's one article up, or was it in one of the comments. One of the ladies up in fucking Canada, you know, they had this guy, they got their own Almond Monday up there, and boy, they got him a plan. And they're fucking not going to do nothing. See, what you got to understand, the Almond Bundys and all these people here are the people who got rid of your fucking rights to begin with to allow the communists to fucking weasel their way in here. The communists couldn't get in here as long as we, the people, had the power to stop them. They had to get rid of the power of the people. How did they do that? They got rid of the common law fucking courts. In complete violation and an act of fucking treason against we, the people. A complete act of fucking treason. Every one of them should have been put up against the wall and shot the day they fucking proposed it. Because that took the people's fucking goddamn authority away. They're trying to say, I mean, in the beginning, you know, that the first act of the first fucking Congress was to create the office of Attorney General and state that the government had jurisdictional authority over the whole of the fucking land and all the people, all the property, everything here. Well, that made us fucking goddamn underlings. They weren't our servants, were they? Your servant doesn't have goddamn jurisdictional authority over you. You have jurisdictional authority over your fucking servant. But then the people went to correct that in December 15, 1791. They did correct it. But they failed to fucking enforce it. And that's what always leads to the mass death like we're going to see here soon. Because it's coming. There's no fucking way around it. They want to fucking, I mean, they want us to kill each other. Ideally, that's what they've always gotten away with. That's what they've always done. They've gotten the people to kill one another. They've divided you in two camps and, oh, them goddamn dirty son of a bitches. You see what they're doing? See what they're doing? Oh, these dirty son of a bitches. Capitalism, communism. See, there's communists. They hate capitalism. That's why there's so many goddamn communist capitalists, right? Because communists hate fucking capitalism. That's how come they're buying up the fucking goddamn United States. The capitalist communists from fucking communist fucking China, right? Capitalism's a good thing. It's fucking using somebody else. And I don't care. This fucking cowboy they had on there, this fucking rancher that they had on this little film that this girl put up. I mean, this cocksucker, I'm going to tell you guys something. He can sit there and with his big fucking hat. I'll slap that fucking hat right off your fucking head, punk bitch motherfucker. I know what you are. And if you could work a man for zero fucking dollars, even if they're starving to death, and you're just bringing in ones that got 2 or 3 days left in them and just starving them and letting them go, so you didn't have to put out one fucking nickel, you would fucking do it. And anytime some son of a bitch like this comes up and starts talking to you, you ask your fucking self, if this son of a bitch had to make a choice, and the choice would fucking either hurt him, or it would hurt you, who would he choose to hurt? And not to mention, if it benefited him. What if it benefited him and hurt you? Who do you think, what choice do you think he's going to make? Is he going to make a choice that fucking protects you and protects yours, even though it'll cost him? All it'll cost him is not getting a fucking benefit. These motherfuckers, I mean, they're doing the same thing up there in Canada that they did down here. They got their own Almond Bundy. They're going to get their ex-military. Who in the hell do you think put you in this position? Your ex-military and your ex-fucking police, who belong to cocksuckers like that cowboy right there, that goddamn rancher. That's who owned them. They had them in their fucking pocket. They own the state legislatures. That's why, like here in Oregon, they didn't have to build fences to keep their fucking cows in. You hit a fucking Black Angus cow in the middle of the night and kills you, you got to pay for their fucking cow. They have been in fucking charge since the fucking beginning. Since the filthy fucking beginning. And they fucking have owned the fucking courts. Since the filthy fucking beginning. And they have to go in the fucking ground along with the rest of them. Before we can ever see peace on this goddamn earth. And you better get used to the idea because that's what has to happen. Biden talks gun control. Extremism. What's extremism? Oh, you know that Bill of Rights? You know the fucking, when you think about the true forefathers, you know, Patrick Henry, Nathan Hale, and all, you talk about goddamn extremists. That's what they were called. These were rebel extremists. That's what they're going to call anybody that doesn't bow down and kiss their fucking feet. We are goddamn American nationals. This country belongs to us, bitch. And I'm calling you Biden with your diaper full of shit. I'm calling you a bitch. I'm calling Kamala Harris a fucking cunt. I'm calling all of you fucking pissant fucking Blumenthal motherfuckers a bunch of punk bitch motherfuckers because that's all you are. You couldn't crack a fucking egg. You ain't going to do shit. In the first place, all this shit that's been done in the past, like when it's, we're going to have a Clinton, we're going to ban fucking... assault rifles in high capacity clips. I'm gonna. You didn't do shit, motherfucker. You didn't ban shit. You didn't get off your dead fucking ass and do nothing. You just spoke some fucking words. You're just a fucking mouthpiece. And not a very good one at that, you fucking psychotic goddamn pedophile. But that's all this fucking Joe Biden. I mean, they're trying to act like this fucker's in charge. That eats my ass. How dumb would I have to be to believe that Joe Biden is fucking has two brain cells to rub together to create a fucking thought that he could actually express on his own? because I know he doesn't. I don't have to be a goddamn fucking psychiatrist. I mean, look at him. He's like goddamn Mr. Magoo. He's pathetic. This whole situation is pathetic. But you know what? It's our fucking fault because we allow it. And I mean, that's what really kills me the worst, because I have to say that. In the end equation, after I fucking described these motherfuckers as the low-life, treasonous, dog-shit-eating, pedophilic motherfuckers they are, I have to admit it, that I am a fucking part of it. I have allowed it. I fought it. Now, I've done time in fucking jail. I've been beaten. I fought it. At least I can say I fucking fought it with my fists and with my goddamn mind. And I have served time as a political fucking prisoner. At least I fought it. You fucking people out there aren't doing dog shit. You'll hear them talk about a foreign country. 20,000 troops were moved in. 20,000. What, 20,000 ain't shit. You could bring 2 million to anywhere in the goddamn country. 2 million fucking patriots armed and fucking not there to polish their fucking guns either, to shoot them motherfuckers. Goddamn, the reason they're walking all over is because we got a welcome mat. We put a welcome mat on our fucking face and said, walk. You guess how bad it has to be for them to be walking on us, man. That's how fucking strong we should be. Every one of us should have a fucking year's, if we had a year's supply of food stashed, we had a fucking, everybody had their fucking battle rifles, which everybody has their guns, I'll give them that. And we had plenty of fucking ammo, which we do have plenty of ammo. But you better be storing food, because food is a fucking implement of war. It's a nasty implement of war. But if we all had done this from the beginning, because the whole idea here was a 360-acre farm, self-sufficient farm. If everybody has a 360-acre self-sufficient farm, how do you fucking put the bite on them? How do you fucking tell them, give me this? They say, fuck you. And you want to fight them? Well, they already have an army. All they do is step out of their fucking houses. And they have an army, a well-supplied army, because they're standing on the fucking ground that's growing the goddamn food. That's what it was supposed to be. We were supposed to be mighty, and the government just a tiny little weak thing. In fact, the people never asked for no goddamn government, man. It was never ratified by the people, that fucking constitution. The people never asked for that. Just like they're not asking for this goddamn one world bullshit that they're trying to pull on us right now. Nobody's asking for that. They're going to try and shove it down our goddamn throats. It was legislated by the world government that you guys are going to have to give up your guns. Really? Tell the world government to shove it up their world fucking ass and come take the motherfucker. Just like I told you, you son of a bitch. You get it? Because nobody's getting past that fucking Bill of Rights. I don't care. It's the world government. Well, then the whole fucking world better fucking back the fuck off, huh? How many of you motherfuckers, who out there is ready to fucking die to take a free man's gun away from him? Because that's what you're talking. Who's going to take, how much funny money are you? I mean, the goddamn currency's worthless anyway. All they can do is offer you privilege. They could offer you booger and little boys, but you know, if I'm going to fight somebody, I'll take some fucking fags and the fucking goddamn high heel wearing fucking transvestites. Bring the son of a bitches on. I do not fear him. Anyways, guys, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I'm about anyway. I don't think about TV. We're joking when they talk to me this part anyway. The newsman said not to sit on the streets on the beach. It's my life he's trying to save. But anyway, I found out that I got eye cancer. Too many television waves. But anyway, the state of affairs and the state of emotion. Kind of thing that you must understand. I'll tell you one thing, you tell me it's not that we walk away. Where maybe then shake hands. But anyway, I think the past is behind us. You look confusing in that. But anyway, I put all my hope in tomorrow. It's gonna be great, I can tell. But anyway, I see a new day is dawning. I like to see it later. Well, but anyway, it's a state of affairs, a state of emotion. The kind of thing that you must understand. I tell you one thing, you tell me another. We walk away, maybe then shake hands.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was Blues Travelers with, but anyway, that's, but anyway, I'm looking at this goddamn, this tattered, I mean, yellowed. And this is about the third one I fucking printed off, copy of the, you know, the speech by Tench Koch. And I've read this, God, I've had to read this 1,000 times on the air. And you people have known it. A lot of you people have fucking put it on other, I've seen it, you know, put up on sites. Why is it that nobody in the that's fucking, well, of course the mainstream ain't going to read it. Well, I mean, hey, fucker Carlson, you fucking dickweed. Why wouldn't you read this son of a bitch? I mean, you're holding it right there in your hand. They don't understand the second article. They don't understand why they can't touch it. They don't understand why they have no fucking authority. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. They can read this as easy as you and I can, and they have read it, and they have it in their hand. They know that when they cross that fucking line, we got the right to blow their fucking heads off, and we're going to do it. Mr. Koch made it fucking pretty clear, we better do it, as we're the final check and balance. You want your grandchildren to grow up to be fucking slaves? Do you want them to grow up in a fucking world like this? Like you're living in now? I resent my fucking forefathers for allowing it to go this goddamn far. For leaving it to me. And I have fought and I 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 fought! And everybody agrees with you, man. It's so fucking wrong. Oh, God, yeah, it's wrong. You're right. You're absolutely right. Nobody fucking fights. You got to fucking fight. Just being right doesn't fucking matter in this world, in case you ain't figured that out yet. And we're here talking about the fucking Joe Biden. I mean, this is supposed to be the fucking president of the United States talking to a foreign fucking goddamn prime minister about taking our guns away. Well, even under their fucking bullshit, fucking, theft of our fucking uprising, hijacking of our uprising, We were fighting for goddamn freedom and liberty and goddamn that second article. I mean, goddamn growing up. I mean, they called Second Amendment, of course, but God, I mean, shit. I mean, that was like breathing. You ask yourself, where in the fuck did these people come from that fucking are, you know, causing, they're just a handful of little stinkers is all they fucking are. And they came here from somewhere else. And my fucking thing is, this is a big fucking earth, man. If you want a kind of place where you can't have a fucking gun, go to China. There, you've got your utopia. I didn't have to kill you. I didn't have to fucking, goddamn, you didn't have to fucking bother me. I've got what I want. You've got what you, if that's what you want. But that ain't what you fucking want, is it? You want me to join you in your fucking misery. You want to be a fucking slave. You want to live on your fucking knees. I don't know. There's something wrong with you. Venezuela, it's right there. Get the fuck down there. Go. We won't stop you, I promise. Just leave. We don't want you here. You don't like the way that we fucking live. You don't like our fucking law that we laid down fucking in December 15, 1791. You don't like it. You don't like our absolute fucking autonomy. You don't like our jurisdictional authority of the individual. So get the fuck out. Go. Nobody's holding you here. In fact, people are pushing to get in here to what? To fucking take that away? What's that fucking tell you? Tells you better step up and goddamn fight for all your goddamn worth. They want you to be as loathsome as they are. They are loathsome fucking people. Anybody that would let live under somebody else's will, they ain't worth the powder to take to blow their fucking brains out. And it's the truth. You don't even want to think for yourself. And not to mention this goddamn country, the wealthiest country on planet Earth. And fuck, we had it all sewed up, man. Fucking just a couple of trading people just refusing to fucking stand up. People die every fucking, you know, I don't know, goddamn. Think of the thousands. And I don't know. I mean, know what the death rate per day is in a country with 400 million fucking people in it. But I got to believe there's some thousands and thousands that are dying every fucking day in this country. You're going to die. I'm going to die. But do we have, it's what we leave behind, I suppose. You want to leave nothing behind? You want to leave fucking slavery for your grandchildren, your great grandchildren? You want to learn them to serve you? You want some fucking freak son of a bitch like Bill Clinton to bite the face of your fucking goddamn grandchild? When she's a little kid, you want him to be able to rape little children? You want him to have their pedophile aisle right in your fucking living room? Because that's what you're acting like. You're not getting fucking mean. When you're in a fucking fight and it gets down to the goddamn rubber meeting the road, you got to get goddamn mean. And you never stop swinging. You swing harder, you fight dirtier. You fucking get the cocksuckers and you get rid of them. You get rid of the fucking problem. And then you can sit there and you fucking have taken care of it. And you can have pride in the fact that you fucking did. If you die, you can, at least you'll die fucking an honorable fucking death instead of the death of a goddamn spiegel. Nothing, nobody, son of a bitches. God died with a fancy rifle in his hand. Man, was that fucker shiny. Didn't do shit. But think again here, you know, we're talking about what's supposed to be the president of the United States over in a foreign country talking about disarming the American people. No, I'm not fucking making this up. This is not some comedy fucking show. That's what we're talking about. That fucker should be hung right. He should be put up against the fucking wall right fucking now. That is high treason and sedition against the law and the people of the United States of these Americas. Prima fucking face, a busted with his hand in the cookie jar, fucking criminal. But he'll come back and fucking he'll brag about it. He'll brag about it to you, and you'll sit there. That son of a bitch. I hate that son of a bitch. Hating ain't enough. They tell you shouldn't hate. You shouldn't hate somebody who's trying to fucking make a dog out of you. You shouldn't hate somebody that wants to rape your fucking grandchildren. Who wants to rape little kids, 3-year-olds. Oh, you can go ahead and fuck a 3-year-old if you want, because they'll forget about it by the time they're of age and it'll be all right. Oh, yeah, we know who you are. But people, look what we tolerate. I mean, Maxwell, she's fucking, I mean, her shit, what happened? You know, everything went silent on that. We know that Billy Clinton was over there. We know that fucking Donald Trump was over there. We know that, well, the one, Philip, I mean, they let him die and they acted like the whole thing died with him. They got the goddamn list of the names of the pedophiles that was fucking, they were goddamn pedophiling little children. And we sat here on our asses going, yeah, they were pedophiling them, damn them, they shouldn't be pedophiling them little children. You take somebody like that and you take them out behind the fucking shed and you put a bullet in their fucking head because they're sick in the fucking head. Or like a rabid dog. Anybody, and then you see them come out and try to make their, well, it's a normal lifestyle, molesting children is a normal lifestyle. Yeah, it's a lifestyle choice is what it is. For the fucking 3-year-old child, I'm sure it is. And, but you tolerate it. You fucking tolerate it. And now you got, I mean, in the middle of all this shit, you got U.S. wheat crop hit by a dry winter, then soggy spring adding to global tightness. You're going to get exactly what you fucking deserve for your fucking malfeasance and for just sitting on your ass and doing nothing. You're going to get exactly what you fucking deserve, I promise. Those who fucking stand up and fight, they'll get what they deserve. Those who sit there on their fucking asses are going to get what they fucking deserve. Anyway, this is from Reuters. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. North Dakota farmer Dwight Gottberg wanted to plant more wheat this spring to capitalize on, on soaring prices. Oh, yeah, man, there will be, I'll take all their fucking money for fucking bread. We'll leave them sleeping out in the streets. On soaring prices since Russia's invasion. I mean, there's your fucking diversion. A diversion of a diversion of a diversion. It's just which hand they don't want you to look at while they're fucking passing the bucks out. While they're passing out by the hundreds of millions of dollars, they're handing out the fucking money over there in Ukraine where they don't see no cameras over there, do you? Watching them hand out the fucking money. Where'd that money go? Went in a dark hole. Oh, a dark hole, huh? Damn, I don't go down that dark hole. Oh man, we're capitalized on soaring prices since Russia's invasion of Ukraine cut grain exports and left the world short of millions of tons of wheat supply. Heavy rain has prevented Gottberg from planting as much wheat crop as he wanted and is hampering farmers across the state, the top U.S. grower of spring wheat. Instead of boosting supply, North Dakota expected to plant wheat over the smallest share of its farmland on record, according to government data, probably to keep it from blowing away. The United States is the world's fourth largest wheat exporter. Wonder who number one is, Ukraine? Did I see Ukraine? Wheat exporter, and problems are hitting output at a time when the world can ill afford to lose any more supplies of the staple grain and a global food crisis. Amid a global food crisis, I'm sorry. Benchmark Chicago Board of Trade wheat prices surged 50% to more than $13.60 a bushel after Russian invasion. This morning, fucking Joe Biden rolled over and shit himself. It's because of the Russian invasion. I'm telling you guys, there was an accident out on the highway. A tire blew and a car wrecked. No, it was the Russian invasion. Everything you wanted to, it was COVID there for so long until COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It ceased to exist. They're still killing people like a son of a bitch. They killed a person I knew all my life last Friday. I killed another person yesterday. But it's just a diversion. It's a diversion. I mean, like, goddamn, in the end, we're not going to come after you fuckers, man. I mean, what the fuck are you thinking? Well, you know, as long as we got the guns, you're in fucking dire straits. But these are people that are like drug addicts. They cannot fucking stop. They can't see that it's killing them. It's going to fucking, they know it's going to kill them. But they're like drug addicts. They cannot fucking stop. They have to do it. Fourth largest, huh? Benchmark Chicago Board of Trade prices at 50% to more than $13.60 a bushel after Russia's invasion in February. Halted shipments of nearly a third of the world's wheat exports, and so a third of the world's wheat exports are coming out of Ukraine or out of the Soviet Union? I mean, out of Russia? Is that what they're trying to say here? And you know those Khazarians are going, I guess they're going to be rich, aren't they? They're going to hold the food supply over the whole goddamn world's head. You will bow to us. You will give us your guns and you will crawl up and we'll give you a loaf of bread for your fucking gun. And then you can go over there and starve to death. Because when you come back to get that second loaf to beg for it, we're going to shoot you in the head with your own fucking gun, you stupid fool. And little has gone right for wheat since then. Worsening harvest prospects in China. See, this is the problem with getting involved with the world fucking goddamn this world trade shit. We were, America, you couldn't fucking phase us. Nothing could hurt us. We had fucking accesses of everything. We were the breadbasket. We could feed the fucking world. And look how where we've gone to now. To the point to where we're looking at fucking our people starving. Other countries are holding back. I mean, like, India, they're not letting no fucking goddamn exports of wheat go out. They know what's coming. We know what's coming. And you know what? While our people are going, while the American nationals, while you're watching your little children fucking starve, watching their bellies swell, they'll be taking the fucking what wheat is in this country down to the southern border and feeding the fucking invading fucking forces. You got it? Why? Because you fucking let them. Because you got no balls. You got no heart. Your own children. God almighty. Worsening harvest prospects in China and parts of Europe, followed by an export ban by a major producer, India, have tightened stocks and exasperated global food supply concerns. You think so? Man, you people don't think, I mean, it's just like I talk, you know, they don't think this fucking can happen. They don't think the jungle can explode. The people come ripping out of the jungle and just rip this fucking country right down to its goddamn roots. It just can't happen. You think your fucking kids can't starve? Go look back at fucking 1930s fucking Germany. Go look back at the fucking starvation. It looks like Cambodia. And those were fucking Germans and, hey. A little bit of socialism, they were right on their feet, man. To follow fucking that Rothschild's fucking lead. Boy, they were right on their fucking feet, weren't they? They had a plenty, actually. It was the Jews were taking it fucking all. Like they're taking everything right fucking now. They want to punish us for daring to call them fucking cock-sucking Zionist pig shit-eating motherfucking scum that they are. Huh? You Khazarians, you fucking think you're going to fucking, is that what you think you're going to punish an American? How would you like an atomic bomb up your fucking ass, you son of a bitch? Because you fucking fuck with us. We will take this goddamn country back. We will take over the fucking, our fucking arsenal. And we will use it on your fucking sick, demented fucking asses. We're sick of you. We're sick of the misery you create. We're sick of being miserable. I know I am. Let's see what I say. The United Nations has warned the impact of the war on grains, oils, fuel, and fertilizer could throw millions of people into famine. What fucking war? I don't know no fucking war. See, that's, I guess the Biden war. The mafia war. They're having a mafia war. That's what it is, people. That's why it's, I mean, this is bullshit. I mean, they're talking about, we're going to starve you fucking people. You're going to pay fucking goddamn $10 a gallon for fucking gas. What else is there? Let's see what here. Your fuel, let's see, grains, oils, fuel, and you ain't going to have no fertilizer. We're going to starve you because we're going to get fucking Russia because Russia invaded Ukraine. What the fuck is that to me? That I would starve myself. What am I, a fucking martyr? That would sit down in the street and pour gas on myself and light myself on fire because some fucking Russians invaded Ukraine? Like I give a shit? Because I don't. But you just take up the fucking position without any authority because you do not fucking represent us. You haven't. There has been no goddamn election of any representative in this country ever, ever. Because the apparatus that has been used was a fucking fraud. Never fucking consented to by we the people. So it never happened. Everything you see is just the goddamn corporate elite laughing as they're fucking hurting us. As they're hurting our children. And they plan to go on hurting us. They want to kill. They plan to fucking just absolutely. You don't think we can do that Georgia Guidestone thing? Why don't you just do it? Why don't you just kill your people? I sit here fucking week to week watching people drop like goddamn flies. They're killing us, and we're not killing back. That's a mistake in war, in case you didn't know it. You want to win a war, you got to kill back. Especially if you have superior numbers and superior fucking firepower. My God! I don't know what else to tell you people, man. Washington has been calling on U.S. farmers to seed more winter wheat this autumn. And the government said it would allow. Here's your servants allowing you. Why don't you learn what that fucking word means and learn who does the allowing in this goddamn country and back it up with some goddamn balls? Allow planting on some environmentally sensitive land beginning this fall. Better that a goddamn pine needle not get broken. Better people starve to death. We deserve to starve to death because we're too fucking worthless to get out of our own fucking way. They're going to allow us to plant on our fucking land. Really? God, how magnanimous of you. How about we're not going to allow you to fucking live to make that goddamn decision because you have no jurisdictional authority to do so, and we have every right to enforce our fucking law and try you and hang your fucking ass. How about that? But of course we have to do it. That's the stickler. That's the stinker. That's the shit in the fucking goddamn fly ointment. Let's see here what we got. There are two wheat crops in the United States, spring wheat planted now and winter wheat planted in the autumn, that will be harvested soon. Both are in trouble. Well, I don't think, I know weather manipulation is true because I look up the sky and I watch them fucking do it. I know they are fucking manipulating the weather in order to cause fucking drought and then cause fucking floods in other places in order to cause fucking famine. Because that's what fucking Mr. Rothschild told me all those fucking years ago. $23 trillion war chest, Henry. And we're going to fucking bring you motherfuckers to your knees. We're going to subjugate you. Well, you ain't subjugating me, you son of a bitch. I may be dead, but I will not be subjugated, and I will kill as many of you motherfuckers as I can. Believe it. God, what a sorry-ass fucking people we are. The problem with the spring wheat planting faced by farmers like Gottberg came after drought hit the winter wheat crop in Kansas, the top-growing state. The U.S. winter wheat harvest potential there has fallen by more than 25% due to severe drought. Kansas farmers may abandon thousands of acres of wheat in fields this year instead of paying to harvest the drought-scorched grain. Back in North Dakota, it is too much water that is the problem. You can, it's just like using nerve gas or something. You can use it you can't use it as a weapon of war. They have treaties on this. This is how fucking real weather manipulation is. They have treaties saying you can't do it to other countries. But it's just like nerve gas and hollow point bullets. You can't use those on other countries, but you can use them on your own populace. And it's perfectly kosher. Well, you know what? We're not signed on to anything to fucking tie our hands when it comes to how we respond to you motherfuckers. So when we do respond, expect the fucking worst, and you might be close to how bad it's going to be. We are going to so fucking hurt you. You have hurt us. There's no doubt about it. But we are so going to fucking hurt you. We're going to hurt you in ways that you can't even fucking imagine. Anyways, guys, you know what? I've had enough today. I'm not feeling that great. So I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, just keep pondering. What are you going to do? You better be getting some goddamn food. I'm telling you that right now. Get all the goddamn food you can get your hands on and be prepared to defend it. Because when the people come, you got cities down there with fucking probably a couple of days of supply of food. And then you got millions of people that are going to be fucking starving. And when people are starving, there's no stopping them. They absolutely have nothing to fucking lose. You better start thinking it over. And that is the word from the trenches. I'll do it, brother. You do the same.